I made a cursory inspection of the cassette stacks to try to find something as close to Christmas as possible. It would be ideal if I could organize all these tapes by date and attempt to coordinate each broadcast with the calendar. Maybe I will someday, but I'm making no promises. What happens now is when I do come across something dated, near, or on a holiday, I will try to save it and air it around the same time. We didn't do too bad here as we entered the vault and dust off a recording of a dumb birthday game from 29 years ago, December 26th, 1991. The players? Barbara from Newton, Ruth from Boston, also known as Dave Maynard's Ruth, Tim from Newton, but only briefly, because Norm cannot understand him and thinks it's a put-on, so he hangs up on him. Sorry, Tim. And he's replaced by Larry in Boston. Is it just me, or do I detect some romance in the air with Barbara? Well, at least from Larry's point of view. Andrew from Natick, Mike Epstein in the control room, but on the phone. I take part, also on the phone. And then Jack Hart in traffic. Andrew tells a joke that needed clearance from the WBZ Good Conduct Broadcasting Handbook. One of the featured birthdays is Carlton Fisk, and because of this, I request Norm do his baseball vendor impression, and boy, are we in for a treat. Norm also adds his Sherm Feller impression. Now, Sherm was the Red Sox Fenway Park PA announcer for, I think, around 1,000 years. And because of this, it prompts a discussion with Ruth that gets rather testy. At one point, Norm wonders if he'll make it to his 50th year in broadcasting. At that time, he was in his 47th. Featured commercials. We get two from Wachusett Mountain. And yes, they sing the song. The doctors of the Mass Medical Society promoting the use of seatbelts and, please, no drinking and driving. There's a commercial read by Norm for Ginsana. Of course, it's available at all your local pharmacies that are no longer with us, like Brooks, Rite Aid, MediMart. Norm guarantees that if you try it, you'll have a body just like him. There's a First Night 1992 promo from your official First Night information station, WBZ. There's also a tease for who is substituting for Tom Bergeron on the morning show. It's David Brudnoy. Whatever happened to Tom? Did he make anything of himself after he left WBZ? And we close with a call from Keith in Winchester, who brings up Nelson Bragg, who, in the early days of TV, hosted New England's first morning show called Swan Boat on Channel 4 here in Boston. Thank you for listening, and I hope everyone had a Christmas that was just so darn nice.
Incidentally, the Boston Celtics lost in their game out at Chicago to the Bulls. Bulls 121, the Boston Celtics 99. Thank you just so much. Okay, we have a full panel here, and we're all set to play. And I know you're excited. A little shudder of excitement must be coursing through your body, because it's time for the dumb birthday game. And we have Barbara is one of the people who'll be playing the game with us. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Norman.
Hello. You're out in Newton, as I understand it.
Yes, I am.
Okay. We have Ruth, who is here in Boston.
Hi, hi.
Oh, it's my friend Ruth.
Hi, hi.
Hi, hi. And we have Tim, who is also in Newton.
Good, I know him.
Say that again.
Good, I know him.
Good, I knew. Is that, am I misinterpreting what you're just saying, or is that a foreign language that means?
Is that time to put the shrimp on the barbie, no?
Are we going to have problems here, Tim?
No, I don't think so, mate.
Okay. How you doing?
All right, mate. How are you?
And what else is new with you? Tell me some more, Tim.
What would you like to know?
Hey, how about if we try somebody instead of Tim? What do you say we do that? Because I'm having a language barrier. There's a language barrier there that I'm having problems with. We have Andrew here in who's in Natick. Hi, Andrew. How you doing?
Bonjour. Comment ça va?
Oh, my God.
No, just kidding.
No, I know you. Très bien. Merci. Et vous?
Bien. Merci.
Bon. Shall we sing, you know, all the words to La Vie en Rose in French? Because every time I hear French, I want to do that.
Yeah, but that could be misconstrued as something other than ethical.
Something other than ethical? Ethical? If you sing La Vie en Rose in French. Well, okay, we'll skip it then. I maybe you have a point. I don't know. Anyway, we have Mike with us, of course, Mike Epstein, who's the WBZ top-notch producer on the program this very day. Hi, Mike.
Good morning.
And we have another WBZ top-notch producer, Tony Nesbitt, who's with us this morning. Hi, Tony.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Is there another Tony Nesbitt? What kind of business is that?
How you doing, Norm?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I think that was Tim the English baker who was
calling. You think he was okay?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
I couldn't understand what he was saying. Could you?
He said, g'day, g'day, Norm.
Yeah, he kept on saying g'day in an Australian mode.
Oh, so I shouldn't have hung up on him then.
Maybe not, but hey, we have Larry in Boston who's with us now.
Oh, we have Larry in... Hey, Larry in Boston.
Hey, Norman.
Hey, I understood what you said, so right away we're on even ground.
Hello?
Or as they say these days, we're on a level playing field, which is... That's the big thing, the end thing right now.
By the way, Norm, the gentleman who was on before the news was fantastic. All that stuff about Nikola Tesla was exactly true.
Written recently in Smithsonian Magazine.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. He,
oh, so you guys know all that stuff.
He is definitely someone who everyone forgets about. He really did invent a lot of things in radio, and Marconi took credit for him.
His PR for him.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, who just said this? Is that you, Andrew?
Yes, it is.
And are you a radio bug, too, on knowing all that stuff?
No, I just I read Smithsonian faithfully, and Tesla was written up in Smithsonian, I'd say within the last year.
Okay, is that Nikola Tesla?
Tesla.
Tesla, T-S-L-A.
T-E-S-L-A.
Okay, maybe that fellow, I hope he will call back when we have some more time and we can talk some more about it. I don't know how many people are interested in broadcasting. I sure am, and I know you, Tony, and obviously you, Andrew, are.
Yes, sir.
Well, I find it terribly boring.
Sure.
Yeah, that's right, because you're in the business, and what the heck. We also have Jack with us. Of course, Jack Hyde, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network Guardian. Yeah, hello. And a certain giggler, excellent, par excellence. Okay, we have some interesting birthdays to a guest today. A lot of interesting people. Yeah, we're born on December 26th.
Your opinion.
Pardon me?
That's your opinion.
Yeah, it's my opinion, yeah. But I happen to be a thorough. I've conducted the dumb birthday game longer than anybody in the history of broadcasting, including Nikola Tesla.
You're the only one who's ever done it.
That's true. That's also true.
You don't have a slight advantage in that, yeah.
I really do. I may be the only one. That's right. I am the only one, and therefore I'm the authority.
Norman.
Yes.
This is Larry.
Yes, Larry.
I know some people who listen to this show that kind of qualify this show. You just think of it as a dumb birthday game.
Yeah.
I know some people think of it as the dumb Norm Nathan game.
Well, that's really cute, Larry. That's really
cute. Can we get Tim back?
If you're trying to worm... If you're trying to worm your way into my heart with that kind of flattery, it just won't work because I'm oblivious to that kind of stuff. I only like insults.
Listen, Norman, I loved your olive joke.
You love what?
Your olive joke.
Oh, the olive joke, yes.
Oh, there
he goes
again.
Are we telling jokes?
Yeah, Jack.
Can we tell a joke?
Jack is remembering that and giggling again. I'm sorry, who are we talking to, Larry? Is that you, Larry?
This is Andrew talking. Can I tell a joke?
I guess you could, Andrew, although...
Can we say the word condom on the radio?
Oh, I guess you did.
The word condom? The condom. Let me check. Hold on a minute while I check the...
Take a look at it in the rule book.
Yeah, the WBZ Broadcasting...
How about prophylactic?
Handy book. Well, hold on a minute. Hang on, one word at a time. Yeah, let's do one word at a time there.
Let me tell the joke.
Hold on a minute. I'm checking the WBZ.
Okay.
WBZ Good Conduct Broadcasting Handbook.
And it's,
no, this is because this
sounds,
is
sounds like it's on fire.
Yeah. It's got two pages. You know, this is a big book. It's two pages. Yes, it says you can use the word condom. What other words do you have in mind, though, before we get to the end of this show?
No, nothing more severe than condom.
Condom is the catchy word.
That is the
word of the month.
Fire away. And
what is the difference between a used tire and 365 used condoms?
Right away, I'm getting nervous about
this
thing.
The difference between a good year and a great year.
That's not bad. It's not funny, but at least it's clean and I can breathe easier. Okay, here's the first birthday that I'd like you to guess at. And it's Richard Widmark.
Oh, wow.
Richard Widmark, the actor, who started out just sneering and laughing a lot. And lately, I think he's an excellent actor. I think he even looks better as he gets older.
Oh,
okay, Richard Widmark. Let's start with you, Barbara. How old do you think Richard Widmark is on this December 26th?
I'll say 68.
68, says Barbara. And Ruth, what do you think?
I'd say 70.
70. Okay. And Larry?
I think 73.
73.
Do I take my bat?
Can you do what?
Take it back.
Take it back?
That number.
You want to give another number?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
How about 79?
79. Okay. And Andrew, what do you say?
76.
76.
This is
weird. Oh, don't, will you be quiet? I almost regret. I hate when somebody says 76 because I know Jack is going to pop up with, that's a spirit, that's a spirit. Mike, what do you think?
I'll say 75. Almost a spirit.
Yeah, no.
Almost a spirit. I don't quite have the spirit, but I'm getting there.
Okay. You know something, I'm getting nauseous. Tony, what do you say?
I'm going to say 71.
71.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got his book.
What?
Nothing.
No, you think he's cheating. Hold on a minute.
He loves this game. He plays it all the time.
Yeah, he does. He eats, sleeps, and drinks the dumb birthday game. That's the only way you can get good at it.
As a matter of fact, I had the headphones on last night, though I didn't call and play, and fell asleep and woke up just as you were beginning to play.
And you didn't call?
No.
That wasn't kind. Okay, Jack, what do you think? How old is Richard Widmark today?
74.
74. Okay, now comes the moment of truth, that magic moment when we find out how old he actually is and we check the birth records. I don't have any idea what this means.
No, it doesn't mean anything. It just felt like having something a little different.
What is this, rewinding a tape, or is this about these bird calls?
Well, according to the label here, this says this is something about birds.
Birds, I see.
I have no idea.
It's a bird called a rewind tape bird.
Unfortunately, it's videotape.
Yeah. There was more surface noise on that tape than there were sound effect, but hey, what the heck? Nobody says the game is perfect. Richard Widmark is actually 77 years old.
No.
And so Andrew,
right,
who said 76,
yeah,
is correct. He's the closest. Hey, very good. Have you ever played the game before, Andrew?
Yes, I have.
Oh, I see. I was going to say this is
your... another ringer.
Another ringer. Yeah,
hey, I was on with Wolfie one night. So.
Well, everything from here on will be a piece of cake.
Yeah, you have my sympathies.
Thank you. I haven't been the same since.
One thing you have to say about Wolfie, he's a neat dresser and a swell dancer.
I could tell that from the phone conversation. Yeah.
Ad-libbing, maybe not so great, but what the heck.
Nolan.
Yes?
Why don't I listen to Wolfie? I think I listen to Dr. Professor Curry.
Does he sound like Professor Irwin Curry?
Yeah.
Irwin Curry makes more sense than Wolfie.
That's right.
Yeah.
However, I do a swell Irwin Curry imitation also. Okay, Steve Allen's birthday is today. I have a feeling... let's start with Jack. How old is Steve Allen?
And this will be the start of something big.
Hey. Excellent.
Right, Dave Mayer's theme song.
That's right. Written by Steve Allen, fine pianist, writer, yeah, comic.
Played by Les Brown.
Yeah.
And never a smoker.
That's right. How he can tell you how to give up smoking when he's never smoked in his entire life, I've never understood.
Yeah.
But I would like that video where he interviews this lady I never heard
Margaret
of.
Margaret Seifert.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't she discover the hair tonic, too?
You have that powder?
I'm not really sure. That might be the same person. Anyway, Jack, how old is Steve Allen on this very day?
75.
75. Okay, and we're going to skip you, Tony, because and we'll go to Mike and come back to you.
All right.
Mike, how old do you think Steve Allen is?
Okay, I think he's 77.
77. And nobody said that's more than the spirit. I'm so grateful to you for that. Yeah. Andrew, what do you say?
74.
Larry?
68.
What do you say, little Ruth?
I think, thank you. I think 72.
72. Okay, and Barbara?
72.
72. And Tony?
Let me see.
It's your book.
No. I'm not sure if he's 70 or 74. I'm going to have to say 74.
74.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of the quote from that commercial.
It, something about if you were going to light up.
Oh, don't light die up. From the habit.
That, that you never light up.
Yeah, light up.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I never. Hi, I'm Steve Allen. I'm not a smoker, but I play one on TV.
And I was cured by a guy who plays a doctor on TV.
That's correct. Okay, Steve Allen, let's find out how old he actually is. And this,
he's never smoked. He must be an angel.
That's right, too. You ought to see his lungs. They're just so darn pink. It's why he attracts all the women. Come look at my lungs, honey, he says. And
maybe we'll light up.
Oh, yeah, they light up. And anyway, Steve Allen, I thought you were going to guess this, Tony. I called on you last because we talked about his
age. He's 70, isn't he?
He is 70, that's correct.
I couldn't remember.
That was the age you couldn't remember. Ruth and Barbara are absolutely correct. They said 70.
If that doesn't clear my name, it's broadcasting forever.
That's right. Because I know
person?
That Tony and I talked about it before.
Norman?
What's that?
Isn't Ruth a show business person?
Ruth has been working through the years with Dave Maynard.
Well, she should be disqualified from a
why is
that? Show business question.
Oh, I see.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, I don't.
Or you should ask everyone else up to her so they'll get a good idea.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's only a game.
If I got one.
Yeah, I wouldn't get too excited about all of this.
I don't read well.
Yeah, or Steve Allen would say, what would Steve Allen say? Anyway, you guessed because you and Barbara have guessed 72.
Good.
72.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Okay, this is also the birthday. Today is also the birthday of Alan King.
Oh, great comedian.
Alan, actually, he's kind of funny. I saw him on a cable special. He was doing a show, I don't know, it was Carnegie Hall, or maybe I'm thinking of Mason.
No, he was, because he was on Johnny Carson.
Yeah, and he did it. I saw him do a one-man show. He's a very funny guy. Alan King also was in a play that Ted Knight did later on. Remember the guy who was the father of some teenagers and young people? And,
oh, sure.
What was the name of that play? Do you remember?
My Three Sons.
Something either that or Lassie, I forget which. I was getting them mixed up. Anyway, Alan King, let's see how old he is. Let's start with Larry. How old do you think Larry Alan King is today? 66. Okay, and Andrew?
I'll say 67.
And what do you think, Mike?
I think he's 69.
And what do you say, Tony?
68.
Jack?
71.
71. Okay. And Barbara?
63.
And Ruth?
I'm going for 69.
Same as Mike Epstein said. Okay. Now it's time to check, again, the birth records, which we always have right here in the birth record department of the WBC Broadcast City. I don't know why we have this department here. But John Spinola, our general manager, says it's terribly important.
Well, I figure he's the king of comedy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so this is the thing here, the laughter.
Listen to the thrill in Norm's voice.
His entire thrill is shuddering through my body right this very moment.
You got to see him. He's shuddering at this moment.
Yeah. This moment I'm breaking out into a sweat. I'm just so darn excited. Okay, Alan King's actual age... Ladies and gentlemen, his actual age, and even he doesn't know this, because I have it in a sealed envelope. And we haven't told him yet, because he'd be humiliated.
You've kept it in Funky Wagnall's port all day, right?
That's right. He thinks he's 23. But he's actually 64 years old. I believe Barbara's the closest.
Barbara,
she said, she said 63. And that means that Barbara has two out of three so far. Ruth has one, and Andrew... also has one victory, and no victories yet. But
let's hear it for the BZ guys.
By Mike, Tony,
up
Jack,
the there.
And Larry. Yeah, in case you think that it's stacked in favor of the BZ folks, now you know.
I don't think that.
You're a wonderful person.
That's
actually,
well.
We get all the wrong answers earlier in the afternoon.
Right. Yeah, I leave them in your mailbox here, just to keep things on the up and up.
Yeah, we have to do this every once in a while, so people will stop accusing us.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. Every time we get called before a federal grand jury, we make the game harder for those people who are involved in our little scam.
Yeah.
And it's Chris Chambliss, the former baseball player who used to play. Was he a catcher?
He was a first baseman with the Yankees.
First baseman with the Yankees, of course. Of course. Chris Chambliss. Today is Chris Chambliss' birthday. And how many.
For the Yankees?
What's that, please?
When was he playing for
the Yankees?
When was he playing with the Yankees? See, now
back in the 70s. Early 80s.
Right now he's lighting all the candles on it, and actually they're not candles on his birthday cakes. They're candles actually in the shape of baseball bats.
What's his name?
Chris Chambliss.
His name is Chris Chambliss, yes. except when he's calling girls, in which he uses another name.
Vicky Mantle.
Todd McLaren. It's just that name. It's funny. I don't know why that name came up. A guy I know who's a very good broadcaster himself was out on the West Coast. He's from Massachusetts. His name actually is Todd McLaren. It'd be funny if his folks were listening now.
If he's
calling girls,
he could be
a little
too.
How old is Todd McLaren? Todd McLaren. Is younger than Chris Chambliss. Anyway, how old is Chris Chambliss? Let's start with you, Andrew.
I'm going to say, 43 years old.
43 years old. You're going to say 43. Okay. And Ruth, what do you think?
I don't know who he is at all, but I'll say 41.
41. That's
I love
a good.
Baseball.
If you do love baseball, but you never heard of Chris Chambliss?
No, only know all the Red Sox.
Just the Red Sox.
And some others. But
so you don't
play. All the losers.
You don't pay attention when they're playing some
nice
other team.
Nice going, Barbara.
Okay, Barbara, what do you think?
I'd say 46.
46. And Mike, what do you say?
I'd say 45.
What do you think, Jack?
Oh, right around there.
right around there.
44.
44. And what do you say, Tony?
Oh, I'm on deck now. 45.
Nobody seemed to giggle too much when you said I'm on deck now.
We were all out in left field.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought. Anyway.
He was just rosin' us.
Rosin' us.
Larry, what do you think? How old is Chris Chambliss at this very day, December 26th?
46.
46. You're saying the same that Barbara said.
Good
you
heaven,
think you
I
can? Yeah. He's trying to score some points with you, Barbara.
No, he's not. Going
he is. He wants you. He wants you. He wants you badly.
Lots of luck to him.
Oh, you cool! You.
It's two of us.
You cool tart.
Now.
You're a tart, Barbara. You're a saucy miss. That's what you are. Now you wench. You're a wench. Okay.
And if you're at an outdoor picnic, you know, like in your backyard where you get the grill going, she could be a barbecue saucy wench.
Follow that up.
Oh, that's
yeah, isn't that awful?
Remember, good year that's and great year.
Yeah.
Who said that?
Yeah. The difference between a good joke and a great joke.
Tell me who said that.
There's a lot
of nobody, whoever said it will not be identified. Pending notification of next of kin. Okay, Chris Chambliss actually is. Oh, here's this.
They got that song from again. Christmas.
Yeah, the next guy up we're going to guess is also a baseball player. Does that mean we got to hear this?
No.
Kakamami Tonga.
No, there's another version.
Okay, Chris Chambliss actually is 43, which is what Andrew said.
Thank you.
Okay, so now we have a tie between Barbara and Andrew, both of whom have two correct answers.
I hope they live happily ever after.
Barbara and Andrew are a lovely pair. And I'm sending them a salad fork.
I'll send the salad.
Okay, here's another one. Now, this is about the last known person born on this day. There are a couple of other names I have, and if we have a tie, we'll go to those.
Oh,
go to them anyway. This is a guy who's so hot on the game, who's so excited about it, he just can't stop playing it. Okay, Carlton Pudgefisk. I was saving a very special person for this point.
I know he's got a good friend at WBC.
Pudgefisk is?
He's a very good friend of Bob Lobel.
Oh, I didn't
personal.
Realize that. Oh, personal friend.
Yeah, really.
Oh, really?
Right. Well, a little story behind the story. No, they've known each other for a long time.
Oh, well, that's good. That's kind of nice.
They exchanged mitts at Christmas or something.
Right.
Okay, Pudge Fisk. Let's start. Let's see. We'll start with you, Barbara. How old is Pudge Fisk?
Oh God, let's see. I'll say 41.
You'd say 41. Okay. And Ruth, what
I'm
would you say?
I'm going to say 46.
46. Okay, there's a lot of tension building up here now. So much so that I can almost stay awake.
It's palpable.
My eyelids, however, are drooping, and I'm stifling a yawn, lest you think I'm too excited.
Norm,
yes?
May I request that you do your baseball vendor imitations?
Oh, baseball, okay.
You have to play the music, Mike.
Oh, yeah, no, okay, well, when we get to the music, okay, I will do that.
Right.
Because it's much requested.
By whom?
By Tony.
Well.
On occasion. Anyway, Larry, what do you think, how old do you think Pudge Fisk is today?
Can you give half?
Can you give what?
I want to say 41 and a half.
You can do that if you want.
I don't want to say 41 like Barbara. I didn't have any luck with her last time.
Well, you won't have any luck with me anyway.
You're trying to go halfway.
No. Oh.
I think there's a little flirtation going on here. Hey, Larry, anyway, do you want to guess or do something else?
42.
How much?
42.
42. Okay. And Andrew, what do you say?
44.
44. Andrew says 44. And Mike says?
Says 42.
42. And, no, I was going to say that's Wolfie's waist size, but that's much too small. That's his wrist size, actually. Tony, what's going to happen now? He's listening and he's going to call.
I love you, Wolf.
No, we're asking for it. We're really asking for it.
Turn the radio off.
Okay. Tony, what do you say?
I don't mean to throw you a curve on this one, but 44.
44. Okay. And what do you think, Jack?
Well, let's see if we can take it home with 43.
Take it home with 43. I see. Take it home base. Catch you behind home base. Okay.
Yeah.
Couldn't work anything in with chest pad. Right? I thought there'd be a little bit of raunchy talk there.
He just
off
the tip of my chest pad. That's it. He's 43.
We could have did cop jokes, but.
Okay, we're now going to find out how old Pudge Fisk is today. Shall I do my invitation now?
Yes, please.
Do it.
Okay. Ice cold Coca-Cola. Yeah. Popcorn. Yeah. I didn't think it was that funny. I'll continue. What the hell?
I was going to Montreal for
ice cream bars. Yeah.
Beer. What?
Red Sox. Yeah, boy. Yeah.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs here. Want to hear my famous imitation of the Sherm fellow who does the PA system?
Yeah.
No, let me know that. No, I don't know. I don't know. I love Shrimpfella. He's one of the sweetest people in the business. But I can't understand. I can't understand a word he ever says on that damn PA system.
Except the Hispanic players' names, you can understand that.
Yeah.
Did he call you up this week?
Shrimpfella?
Yeah.
No, I don't think Sherman's ever called me.
I gave him your number because I spoke to him and he wanted to say hello to you.
Oh, no, he's a nice man. I have this phone. I was going to have him on the show. I was going to have him on the show one night and we talked. Because Sherman actually was about the first talk host.
He was
on Boston
the first
Radio.
One.
Yeah, he actually pioneered new total ground. I don't think most people don't know that.
You know, he was at the Hotel Bradford in those days.
Well, no, even before that.
And he had a live audience, though.
Yeah, no, not the Hotel Bradford.
Norm's got a live audience.
Yes, he did ask Dave Maynard.
No, wait a minute. I don't have to ask Dave. Dave Maynard wasn't even around.
He was
then.
At Emerson College and used to stand in line to watch your fella.
Yeah, but not at the Hotel Bradford. That's where WBZ was. And that was not where Sherm Feller was.
He was after WVDA.
No, later on. Later on. Shut up there, Ruth.
Don't fight with me. I just got home.
No, no, I'm He began his talk show where people would go to his show. It was on between midnight and 1 a.m.
Where's the fight bell, Mike?
It was on WEEI is where he was.
Okay. And this
Hello, Norm.
Hello. Yes. No, I mean, don't tell me about history of radio. I was there.
By the way, he's going to call you.
Dave Mader to some foreigner from upstate New York. What does he know about what happened in the 40s in Boston?
He knows Pudge Fisto. We're going to find out how old he is.
Well, I'll tell you
how old he is. He's going to be a year old by the time we get to him.
And he doesn't even know Dave Mader. He only knows Bob Lobel, so see. Okay, Pudge Fisto actually is, and nobody really cares now because this is more
fun. I don't remember. How old would I guess?
Okay, Pudge Fisto actually is 44 years old.
Yes.
Tony and Andrew both hit it on
the
button.
Oh, Andrew.
Clean it up.
So it means that actually Andrew is now, he's being saluted by the entire crew here.
Thank you.
As the winner, because you got three.
That's it?
Correct.
All right.
Yeah.
I have a birthday. Thank you.
And give us a P.S.
No.
Barbara, Tony, like Ruth, recon. Larry, Mike, Jack. It's been real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Andrew, it goes to your head pretty
soon. Yeah,
really.
Do you understand that you get a very tacky prize, which you're going to hate? So don't get too grateful just yet,
fella.
Well,
it's better than not getting any prize at all.
That's true.
That's
true. PS ones, though, anyway.
You haven't seen the tacky prizes.
No, you do. You do well, Barbara, because you got two, and you almost you were right there, right to the very end.
Well, it wasn't for that Larry, I would have done better. Aren't you going to give us the two extras?
I don't think so.
Just cross the names.
Only if we had a tie. I'll give you the names,
Barbara. To its enemy because it's fun.
Barbara.
Yes.
It's going to be better second time around.
Only in your dreams.
Okay.
You sound very protective, I'll tell you that.
Later on, when I get rid of this unruly crowd, I'll tell you about Sherm Feller.
I was just thinking, you're talking about Sherm Feller.
Yeah,
I'll talk to you about Sherm Feller, too. I'll tell you about Dave.
I think if Sherm Feller called up Wolfie and Sherm did his PA routine, they wouldn't understand a thing.
Oh, no. Sherm's got it all over Wolfie. Sherm tells great stories.
Okay, here's the... What am I saying? Oh, you wanted to know two other people. The two other people. That's right, who we did not guess. One would be an actress named Jane LaPoterre.
Who?
See what I mean?
Who's this?
LaPoterre. LaPoterre. Jane LaPoterre. Nobody knows who she is. Is that correct? Okay, she's 47.
Good
anyway.
Choice on that one.
47 blessed years old.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
And the other person, who you might know if you're in the record business,
He's
a well-known record producer, not a recording artist, named Phil Spector.
We all know him.
You all know Phil Spector.
He has a good reputation. We all know him.
I can't believe you skipped him. Jeez.
Really?
Oh, okay.
they just came out with a huge... I think a box set.
Like a retrospective.
Yeah.
Of Phil Spector?
Yeah. Shame on you, Norm.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He is that well known?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
my
God, yes.
Well, all right. I haven't told you his age, so we can still get
to
you.
I think he did the sound on Sherm Feller's first broadcast.
Now, do you guys really know Phil Spector?
Sure. Oh, yes.
Yeah, really.
He's married to...
he's very big with the rock people.
Ronnie Spector. And kept her prisoner for years.
Oh, my.
I'm trying to work out a deal where you would say he's married to Ann Spector, like Philip Ann Spector. Ann Spector, I don't know.
He is actually a very well-known guy.
Okay, we'll guess how old he is then, although...
All right, I think...
Unless Barbara gets this, Andrew still has won, and there's no way any of you can get caught up no matter what you do or no matter how you lavish me with gifts. I will not back down. Okay, let's start with Jack then. How old is Phil Spector?
Well, you know, at...
oh, jeez.
Part of his family moved to a section of Pennsylvania, and they were called for thereon in the Erie Spectors.
Some of them were known to frequent houses of ill repute. They were prospectors.
Some of his children are the Shirelles.
Prospectors. I don't feel well. If you think David Brudnoff, if you heard him yesterday fetching for 4 hours on the air, how could he be subjected to this? He wouldn't be able to go on at all. Okay, Jack, how old do you say? Did you guess? You didn't guess.
No,
you were rambling,
so.
Connie. Well, you didn't say about Phil Spector's age.
52.
52. Okay, 52. Now, you said 52.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make fun of him. It's okay. It's don't a legit. Tony, what do you say?
Well, if I can expectorate.
I can expectorate.
Man.
Expectorate.
And maybe I'll spectrolate.
This is a low-class show. You can say spit if you want to.
You can say condom is great.
Yeah.
Don't say condom. This is not a political show.
50... He is now 54.
54 years old today, Phil Spector.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike Epstein, what
That's
do you
exactly
say?
That's exactly what I was going to say, 54.
54, you want to stick with that, okay.
Norm, how were the cookies, by the way?
The cookies were delicious.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And Andrew, what do you say?
53.
I can hear the radio going on there at your place. No, it's Jack's... It's his two-way police and fire radio and all that.
Oh, yeah,
and
it's nothing. A few cars just blew up, but...
And there's a 17-car pileup just by the East Berkeley Street. that is about as local a joke as you can do. Larry, how old do you say Phil Spector is? How much?
Could I do this by elimination?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Well, he's not 39.
He's not 39, okay?
You got me, Larry.
Well, in that case, Larry, how old do you suppose he really, is, you say? 55, okay. Nobody said a bad joke about the speed limit. Thank God for that. That one. Ruthie, what do you say?
Well, I think that he's 3 miles.
It's going to say he's the same age as Sherm Feller, which is.
I think he's staying with the Shirelles, so I think that he's a 58.
He's going with one of the Shirelles?
I think he was in the group. So
I see.
No, I'm kidding, but he was around during that era, so I think he's a 58.
58. I'm going along with this because obviously I know
you
less about this.
You don't even know the poor thing.
I don't know.
He knows Joe Smith very well.
Oh, my cousin.
Your cousin.
My cousin.
Well,
that's right.
That's right.
No, I do have a cousin named Joe Smith. Stop laughing,
Jay. He's a very big, popular disc jockey in this town before you two guys born producers.
And then he ended up as head of Capitol Records.
That's right. He is now.
And at the moment, he's teaching speech to Sherm Feller.
He's a very good friend of Sherm Feller.
Okay,
he'll be teaching speech to Dave Maynard.
I'm going to talk to Barbara now, and as Sherm Feller would say,
I never heard of this man,
Phil Spector. You and I both, apparently, the only ones who have heard of him.
You never heard of Phil Spector? No.
How old would you say Phil Spector is?
I'm going to say he's 57.
57. You're going to say that, are you? When are you going to say that? Should we just keep hanging in there? Okay, actually, Phil Spector is... I'm not waiting for some kind of sound. You have nothing going
on. Hang on.
Oh, hang on a minute. What a tight introduction.
Timing is everything.
It'll rock you.
There's that crazy drummer again, Walter Lipschitz. Okay. Phil Spector is... Phil Spector is actually 51.
Oh, wow, is that all?
So you're 51. Let me check again and make sure you have 51 years old.
My goodness.
Ruth misled me.
She said he was with some aged singing group or something.
Yeah, well, actually, he was in the 60s with all the rock stars and all, so I didn't know he was that young.
Youthful.
Jack is the guy said 52. Wow. So he was the closest.
Thank you.
Okay, so Jack actually has one, and Tony has one. And Barbara, 2, and Ruth, 1, and Andy, Andrew has 3, but Mike and Larry...
But that lady before is 47 years old, so we all get that one.
Yeah. Mike and Larry actually are a couple of real losers. It's
We're
really pitiful.
The place.
No, you really are. It's really pitiful.
Norman.
Yes.
If you're going to be a loser, this is the right show.
That's right too, because you're going to tell me it's run by losers. That's right too. That's right. And after all, if I were a big star, would I be on at 13 minutes before 4 o'clock in the morning? Would they
doing the dumb
doing the dumb birthday game? Do you think after all the years I've been on radio? That this is the high point of my career.
Can we guess how many
the high
years?
Point of mine? I just won this game.
That's right. Okay.
I'm new to this business.
Well.
Can we guess how many years you've been in radio?
Me?
No, Norm.
I don't think so. I'll tell you, though, if you'd like
I know,
to know.
47.
47 years,
You said it the other night. I listened very carefully.
Do you think I'll make it to 50? If I make it to 50, that would be something. What, a half century in Boston? Radio?
Would they give you a party?
Staking up the place?
I'd have a party.
Would they give me a party?
Ruth.
Would they give me a party?
Ruth.
Yes.
That's an optical illusion. It's 74, not 47.
And normally get his name in the BZ Gazette. Oh, by the way, no,
really.
The theater and radio. Thank you.
That's right.
We get your fella. Listen, we get your fella to MC your party.
The longest party in history.
That's right.
Did he call my name? I didn't hear him.
That's right. That's right. There'd be a memo out. And my announcing my 50th year in broadcasting right next to Walter Lipschitz has joined the human resources staff as assistant director. I'd probably be just below that. Okay. Hey, listen, I want to thank all of you for taking part of the game.
It's been great.
You're welcome to put it all on your resume. Barbara, some people hanging up already. Barbara,
yes, I'm here.
Barbara, thank you very much. You did very well.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
Okay, and I appreciate you taking part in it. Also, my friend Ruth.
I want to tell you seriously, though. If you're going to talk about Sherman Fella, seriously, Dave Maynard told me that many years ago. He used to stand in line and wait.
His big audience was with WEI, not WBZ.
His one-man show he used to do, you ever?
No, no, it was on it was 182 Tremont Street, Boston, which is where the studios of that place were, and we'd all go there after school when we came in.
My unemployment check.
Hold on a minute. No, if we went to a movie in Boston, one of the things to do afterwards was to go up to the Sherm Fella show. It was a live show. Weekends he'd have a big audience in the big studio, but it was not this, not there. It was 182 Tremont Street.
When
really
I speak
was.
To Dave Maynard, I will reprimand.
I'm talking 1945.
Yeah.
Back then.
Well, he said he was. Well, I don't know when Dave was in college at Emerson. That's when he.
No, but Dave at that time already was out of college. He'd been on the unemployment lines for about 15 years. He's a lot older than he admits to, and it's really pitiful.
Very nice.
Where is he in China now?
No, he's in Florida.
In where?
Florida. Oh.
Oh, he can't hear us then.
No, he can't. Well, he can, sort of.
Well, on the East Coast, he could hear us.
He's in Florida.
Oh, God, I withdraw everything I've said. He's one of my dearest friends in showbiz.
No. Bergeron's got nothing on Maynard in my book.
Who's giving it? Who asked for your critique? Hey, Ruth, anyway.
Listening. He still carries a lot of weight in this town.
Who? No, he really does.
Yeah, he's put on a few pounds. Yeah.
Okay. hey, anyway, Ruth, I think we're starting.
Well, he did call up to say Merry Christmas to everybody.
No, well, we appreciate that. And I'm sorry, we're starting to get bitter now, so it's time to end this whole thing quickly before we start saying
I'm
things.
I'm calling Sherm Fella. I have his home number. I'm calling him right now.
Okay. Hey, take care, Ruth, and thanks
a
lot.
Bye-bye, Ruth. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye now. And let's see, Larry, thank you very, very much.
Very good.
Take care now. And also, let's see, Mike and Tony, you're okay, you guys.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now, and bye-bye to you too, Jack. Thanks
okay.
a lot. Okay. Andrew, you hang in there because you are the big winner of a whole bunch of garbage we'll
thank
send to you as a prize.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks a lot for playing the game. Appreciate hearing from
you. Bet.
Bye-bye now.
Picture in your mind the perfect skiing experience. Start with a mountain just minutes away. A mountain where they make it snow almost every day. And where it doesn't get dark till 10 at night. A mountain with slopes for learning and trails for burning. Where your whole family can afford to have fun. A mountain whose award-winning base lodge gives après-ski a new meaning. Picture Wachusett Mountain. The perfect skiing experience. Mountain skiing minutes away. Wachusett Mountain, off Route 140 in Princeton, Mass. Call our snow phone at 1-800-696-SNOW for the latest conditions or more information.
The following message is brought to you by the doctors of the Massachusetts Medical Society. Around the holidays, doctors see many tragic injuries from automobile accidents. Two simple rules to remember for safer driving are always wear your seatbelt and never drink and drive. Seatbelts are remarkably effective in reducing injuries and accidents. They absorb the secondary impact and keep you from being thrown against the interior of your car. Despite what some people say about seatbelts trapping you in your car, medical evidence shows that it's safer to wear your seatbelt than not to. And remember, drinking and driving are a lethal combination. In 50% of all fatal crashes, alcohol is a factor. Your family needs you healthy and should be spared the threat of you becoming a statistic. So please, for your sake and your family's, drive safely this holiday season. Wear your seatbelt and don't drink and drive. A message from the doctors of the Massachusetts Medical Society.
Hey, we'll take some more calls just a little bit. 254-1030. We have just two open lines at the moment, and I appreciate hearing from you. We'll be around for another hour or so until 5, and then right after the 5 o'clock news, David Brudnoy sits in for Tom with the entire morning crew. Thank you just so much. A news about a revolutionary product proven to help build your energy, vitality, and physical endurance naturally. It's called Ginsana. If you lack energy, if you're tired, if you feel that you've lost your competitive edge, you ought to know about Ginsana, the first standardized herbal ginseng product. It provides the highest quality ginseng extract in a soft gel capsule. Let me sing that for you. It provides the highest quality ginseng extract in a soft gel capsule. Oh, yeah. I don't know why they insist that I do that, but it just keeps the sponsor just so darn happy. Ginsana was developed in Switzerland. I think I'm losing my marbles. But I have a great body thanks to Ginsana, developed by in Switzerland and clinically tested for 25 years. Double-blind research studies have proven Ginsana helps build physical endurance. It improves cardiovascular performance and helps the body utilize oxygen more efficiently. Who benefits from Ginsana? Just about everybody. Middle-aged men and women, senior citizens, college students, professional and amateur athletes. It's often imitated, but there's just one Ginsana. Ginsana, concentrated herbal extract. All natural, no sugar or yeast, so do try it. At Brooks, Rite Aid, Walgreens, MediMart, Nature's Food Centers, Douglas, GNC, and fine drug and health food stores everywhere. For free research brochure, call 1-800-GINSANA. That's 1-800-GINSANA, Ginsana. It helps build physical endurance. So if you try it, boy, one day you'll have a body very much like mine. Well, I think I offended you with that.
Now, more First Night information on WBZ AM 1030.
Come out to First Night 92 and take part in Boston's dazzling New Year's Eve celebration. See the ice sculptures, fireworks, store window performances, street theater, plus many special events and special performances throughout Boston. Your First Night 92 button is your ticket to all the festivities. Pick yours up at All Bonpon French Bakery Cafes, Blockbuster Video, participating Christie's Markets, D'Angelo Sandwich Shops, participating Fleet Banks and Star Markets. Call 357-NITE for the outlet near you. Plus, the MBTA is your ticket for getting around Boston on First Night, because after 10 p.m., the T is free and will provide special late-night service for all transportation lines, including suburban rail service.
Listen for more First Night information from your official First Night information station, WBZ AM 1030.
Okay, let's talk with Keith in Winchester. How you doing, Keith?
Pretty good, Norm. I just heard the crew that was on there, and some of the ages that were mentioned I could relate to. And I just recently had a question for you folks, maybe somebody with some historical or some good memory of the station.
Okay.
You had an announcer, and part of his line of announcing himself on the air, he was the mayor of Milo, Maine.
Yeah, I know just who you're talking about.
Oh,
I can I can answer that myself. That was Nelson Bragg.
It was Nelson, okay.
With two G's.
And I'm familiar with Nelson and how he spells it, and I can picture him, but I couldn't come up with a name.
Yeah, no, he was, because that was his hometown, Milo, Maine, and one of his first stations was Bangor, and then from then on he came to WBZ, did one of the early TV shows here called Swan Boat or something like that.
That's correct. I remember, yeah. He was one of the first ones on back in the 40s.
That's right. It was a program on about 9 o'clock in the morning from Channel 4.
Right. Well, I met a gentleman the other day from Milo, and I said, well, you're the second one I've ever heard of from that town, and I said, I died. I couldn't relate as to what the name was.
Yeah.
Well, you people there at the station don't even know, because I called in about 6 months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nobody could remember.
No, because I knew I was taking some broadcasting course at one of the broadcast schools here in Boston at the time, and he was one of the teachers. He was an excellent teacher also, and I remember coming to the BZ studios and watching him do a show, which at that time used to be on about 1 or 1:30 in the afternoon, a record show, and his theme song, it was a Harry James record. I've forgotten the name of it. But later on, he worked with another station, WCOP in Boston, which was country and western.
11:50 on the dot.
That's right, and he wore a little cowboy hat and all that kind of stuff. He eventually ended up, he lived up in, when he died, he was up, lived up in Beverly or somewhere along the North Shore. And worked for one of the North Shore radio stations. Also used to do a talk on kind of old New England humor, like Bert and I, you know.
Right, exactly. And I think that's where the Milo Maine thing came.
Yeah, and he was very funny. I saw him. He talked before the Middleton, which is my town, Middleton Board of Trade, and he captivated them, and me too. I enjoyed watching. But I've known him since like the mid 40s. I knew him before I got into radio.
Sure.
So it is Nelson Bragg, and you asked the right person.
Very good.
Hey, Keith, thanks a lot. Nice to talk with you.
Same here. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye now.
Picture in your mind the perfect skiing experience. Start with a mountain just minutes away. A mountain where they make it snow almost every day. And where it doesn't get dark till 10 at night. A mountain with slopes for learning and trails for burning. Where your whole family can afford to have fun. A mountain whose award-winning base lodge gives après-ski a new meaning. Picture Wachusett Mountain, the perfect skiing experience. Mountain skiing, minutes away.
Wachusett Mountain, mountain skiing, minutes away. Wachusett Mountain, mountain skiing, minutes away.
Wachusett Mountain, off Route 140 in Princeton, Mass. Call our snow phone at 1-800-696-SNOW for the latest conditions or more information.
And as a matter of fact, I think two of my early inspirations were Sherm fellow I've been kidding about, and Nelson Bragg. And if you've been around long enough, maybe you know both names. Although Sherm is still does a radio show, one of the other stations. Anyway, it's a minute before 4 o'clock here at the WBZ, coming up to news. And then we'll take some more calls, and we have about 3 open lines. We'll get to you, Rita, right after the news, and anything else you'd care to say. We'll be here for another hour until Tom Bergeron time. Tom Bergeron and the whole WBZ morning crew here on the news and information station, WBZ AM 1030. David Brudnoy sitting in for Tom, who's on vacation this week. All right where you are now, old sport.
WBZ Boston brings you up-to-the-minute news, weather, and traffic as it happens. Depend on New England's news and information station, WBZ AM 1030.
Please come back tomorrow as we will air Side B of this tape in another dumb birthday game. For Mike Epstein, giggler extraordinaire Jack Hart, and that jolly old broadcaster Norm Nathan, I'm Tony Nesbitt.